apes and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Guess what? It's Friday. Anyhow, I got a guest in the studio with me today, Mr. Wes Graham. We'll get to him after this first segment. I'm excited. He brought me all kinds of books in here. I was wondering what this building was going on, being built up there with a big concrete pad south Elk City there on 6 Highway. I found out the other day, and he's in the studio with me today. So if you guys have been wondering what it's going to be, stand by. You're getting ready to find out. Well, currently it is 82 degrees. Heat index is 84. Humidity's 59. Elk City looks like it got about 0.2 inch of rain overnight. Winds are out of the south, 16 with gusts up to 20. And I got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you. It looks warm. That's all I can tell you. Enjoy the rain you got last night, because that is all that's in the forecast for quite a while now. Let's start out with the markets. Let me update them here real quick. It looks like livestock's down slightly today. Live cattle, June 136.47, August 136.60, October 142.12. December 147.87. Feeder cattle, August 175.37. September 176.95. Lean hogs, 107.85. Lean hogs are for July, 105.40. And August is 103.95. Yes, sir, Mr. Ackerson. We're going to keep it in the slot today. That's a golf terminology. I get it's reason. Wes, there's a reason I don't take live calls. So anyway, oil is down slightly, but still almost to the 120 mark. Actually, natural gas is below the $9 mark. Fertilizer prices will hopefully start coming down. Cotton for July is 146, and let's see what the live gain cash grain prices are in Oklahoma. Hard red winter wheat, $10.94. Corn is at $8.04. Milo, $7.60. Soybeans, $16.74. Let's see why all these prices go up and down every day. On Thursday, soybean futures led by the rally with many new contract highs in place ahead of today's USDA report, which it's out, but I don't have the update on it yet. July soybeans were up 29 cents at close, with November up 14 cents. July corn was up 8 cents, but that was nearly a dime off the day's high. December corn ended the day lower. Wheat posted a wide trading range yesterday, but was down at the close from 1 to 11 cents. And today it's up a little bit. Holding on to old crop bushels on the farm could command a sizable premium in the right region of the United States, it said. These cash prices for those old crop grains seem to be vary greatly across the Midwest, but it's the middle of June and people aren't thinking about planting their fall crops yet. Overnight, the trading range for July corn was 6 cents, with prices landing at $7.69. The trading range for July soybeans was 13 cents. Prices are down 9 cents to $17.60. CBOT wheat is down 3 cents, Minneapolis wheat is up 3 cents, and Kansas City wheat futures were down a penny. Corn sales were up 51% week over week. Soybean sales were also up. Soybean sales for 2021-22 also rose from the previous week and were up 41% from the prior 4-week average. China purchased 128,900 tons. Egypt, 17,000 tons. Germany, 66,000. Pakistan, 55,000. Mexico come in there last place at 29,200 tons. South Korea, and some other unknown destinations, nixed about 30,000 tons. For the 22-23 year, sales were up 595,300 tons, which most of that Pakistan got over half of it, 297,000. China got most of the rest of it. Not very many. Many other countries have got any, except for maybe a little bit to Mexico. Wheat sales of 451,000 tons for the 22-23 marketing year, which began June 1st, were primary for unknown destinations of 117,000 tons. Mexico had 73,000 tons. The Philippines come in there right behind them at 69,000. Switzerland, first time I ever mentioned that name in any of my reports, about 50,000 tons. And Taiwan, about 40,000 tons. Sales of 740,300 tons were carried over from the 21-22 marketing year, which ended May 31st. Well, guess what? From California to South Texas and into western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, excessive heat warnings and advisories are in place for much of the area. Daytime temperatures are expected to climb up to 10 to 20 degrees above normal across much of California, the Great Basin, Southwest, and Texas, reaching triple digits in many locations. And looking at our forecast, looks like coming to Beckham County and all these counties here pretty quick in the next few days, we'll hit triple digits. With numerous records expected to fall in the coming days, so it's going to get hot. It is June. It is summer, but still, man, the guy doesn't want to see those triple digits already. We got all this rain. We needed to do some good instead of drying out because the winds are going to get up in the next two or three days. Ongoing showers and storms across Kansas and Oklahoma will continue to move south and east through this morning. Flash flooding is expected across parts of Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma that is, and Arkansas. While the threat for severe weather looks limited, showers and storms are expected to spread into the United States on the eastern east coast throughout the weekend. Well, I got, let's see, let me get Wes on here. I live on the non-thug side of the river, and he lives on the other side. Anyway, I got 7/10. What'd you get?
Half inch.
Yep. And I got an inch, 1.2 to inch and a half down in the brakes, which we needed it. And I went down there yesterday, because I know better to go down there within 24 hours after the rain, or I always got to call somebody, Steven or Stacy Fight or somebody.
Come pull me out.
You know, and you don't really get buried. You just can't go nowhere.
Right.
I mean, that's
just sit on top and spin.
That's all you do. And I only got 7/10 the day before yesterday when they got all these big rains up here. But that 7/10 must have come down as a wall of water, because they just Stephen in the county of the district over there had just cleaned out all the bar ditches and built the roads up around my place down there, 3 miles of it. And the bar ditches were deep, and they were so full they ran over the top of the road. Huh. And I mean, I didn't pull down in the pasture. I just washed my truck, so I didn't want to get it dirty or muddy. It's already dirty, but anyway, these looks like I had water in my ponds.
It's a great thing for June, huh?
Great thing. Yeah, great thing. I mean, there hadn't been any water in those ponds since October 2018. And it was all good. So you got a half inch. And
last night, yep.
Yeah, and then what did you get the day before yesterday?
Inch and a half.
Yep.
And then before that, we got about 4.5.
Yep. So you got 4.5 when I got 2.5. And we're 2 miles apart.
We live better over on the thug side.
Yeah, well, either that or he was worried the sheriff was coming to visit. Anyway, so everybody got a good shower last night. It was a line that came through. Elk City, I don't think, got but just that 2/10. Canute didn't get none, so it was a line coming through there. But we missed a few rains that way and they don't need no more rain up north for right now. They need some here in about a week when these triple digits. But
yeah, it looks like our friends up at Butler, they can swim back and forth from pasture to pasture.
I wonder how many dams got blowed out.
Oh, man.
Because between Butler and Custer City and Arapahoe and down towards Clinton, you know, they got 20 inches of rain in the last, well, this, in the last 2 or 3 weeks. That's a lot of water.
Yeah. Did you see that road south of Weatherford that completely washed out?
Yeah. It was just a creek running.
I'd have been the idiot that would have drove through the water.
There was somebody in a Ford pickup. There was somebody in a Ford pickup nosedived into that.
Oh, man.
But it just shows you.
Me.
Well, it just shows you why you don't dive into water, because you don't know what's underneath.
That's
and
right.
That sucker was deep. But the lot of damage done in those areas. I seen Eakley, the roads were just completely washed out. Down to the top of the deals. And I know my buddy Tate Fennell, county commissioner around here, last week when you got that 4 inches, that's the day they opened that bridge there north of your house.
Really? It's open?
Yeah, it opened June 1st.
I didn't know either.
Man. I seen him at the golf tournament.
Go back to the shortcut Sayre.
Yeah, shortcut to Sayre. They didn't have the riprap, man.
They didn't.
You know he didn't sleep very good. So, anyway, well, when we come back, Wes is going to talk about what is happening in Elk City, and all you ranchers and farmers, don't go anywhere because you're going to like what they're doing. I'm impressed. So anyway, it's good. How long has this been in the works?
Well, you know, I started the deal about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, they're Carter.
And so we're back better and ready to go this time.
Yeah,
hopefully.
And I bet you learned a lot about technology.
We've learned a lot, and you know, technology has changed a lot in 10, 11 years. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had a good thing going there, and I know things went haywire with the technology in the company, but that supplies you the technology, but this deal here, this looks good. I mean, I haven't even got into depth on it, and I can see I like it already.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be right back after this. The text line is wide open. KCO Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. Don't be bashful about texting in and asking Wes or me any questions of what we're going to be talking about. We're streaming live on Facebook, and we're streaming live on KCOFM.com. And we're on pages 3 and 4, I think, of the Penny News. All the sponsors of the show and stuff are in there. And we have some great sponsors on the show. Be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I farm and ranch for a living. That's all I do. So I've got property and equipment, irrigation systems, my house, my barns, and Mickey has everything now. I decided one day to call him, and I actually was having lunch with a friend, and he had his number, and we actually ring him up at lunch, and he was at my barn at my office that evening. Sat down, I showed him my deck sheets. He took them and was back in touch with me within 2 days or less with everything, and I pulled the trigger. He come back to the office, was signed all the papers, and wrote him a check. I've never actually been to his office. I think it's in Mangum, but I couldn't get there right now without looking it up. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We strive in our cow herd for high-efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yeah, You know what we're doing here today after my show?
What's that?
We're having a barbecue.
Really?
For the employees. And guess what we're having? Beef. It's what's for dinner. It's actually what's for lunch. And actually, this is Taylor Ranch beef. So anyway, I'm excited. I think there's a lot of people in and out of the studio today, so they must have heard that I was bringing the hamburger meat. So anyway, we got, currently it's 82 degrees, heat index is 85, the wind is out of the southeast at 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 19. And one thing I want to remind everybody, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. downtown Elk City is the 2022 Hometowns Heroes meet and greet at the block party tonight. You can go down there and meet policemen and fire department, and from our firemen from our fire department. Anyway, please go down there and tell them that they're your heroes, because they are. The fire departments from all over Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle have had a rough year. Matter of fact, you're on the fire department.
I am. They're Carter.
Yeah. We won't get into the thug stuff. But anyway, it's been a rough year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. Has been.
I mean, you guys are, you bunch of farmers and rednecks and stuff there at the Carter Fire Department, you're awesome. And that's why my wife and I support you guys, because when you're in a bind between you guys on that side of the river and Delhi on the other side of the river, I don't worry too much.
We can get some fire put out,
Kim. Oh my God. Paul Hightower is my favorite. He does crowd control with the front gun on that one truck. I don't know if he's supposed to, but Paul doesn't care. He's a legend in this part of the world. So anyway, well, tell everybody who Wes Graham is and tell everybody what's getting ready to come on.
Well, I am fourth generation farmer rancher here in Beckham County. I was ag teacher at Merritt at one point, and have been in the banking side as far as doing inspections and stuff for several of the local banks over the last 10-12 years. So about 2010, come up with an
when
idea.
When I first met you.
Yeah, when you first met me. I come up with an idea to take a set of feed bins and make them automated. So I got in touch with some guys in Iowa. We come up with an operating system at that time to where a person could come in 24 hours a day, get their feed. It would load it out for them. Worked pretty good. We had a few issues with that. We've had a lot of time to go through the technology side of it and basically figure out what works and what doesn't. So Caleb Sorensen and Randy Lonigan and Don Sorensen, we got together here about 6 months ago and got to talking. And anyhow, we are going to revamp the system, and it's going to be using a conveyor. Still have the automated doors where a farmer or anybody could come 24 hours a day. They'll be able to pick out what type of feed they want, tell it the amount that they want, pay for it with either an RFID card or credit card, and it loads out their feed, opens the doors, runs it out on a conveyor to a weigh system, and basically you pull up there and get your feed 24 hours a day. So but what we're doing this time, you know, the first time I sold feed out of it myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I bought some.
Yeah. But this time we're really wanting to take this to the public, take it to the co-ops, take it to feed stores, you know, as a help to, you know, lower their overhead, also make it more convenient for the customers, and you know, just have something pretty cool out there that nobody else does in that area.
Well, yeah, it is, because I know when I go to one of the co-ops that I deal with, I spread love all over the place.
Right.
And but I know, like, when I go get a creep feeder filled,
mm-hmm.
You know, it takes two of them to come out and help me fill up when they could be doing something else. And I could see where this would be the catch me out.
Well, the whole deal came from, you know, I've always had to work a job, and you know, an 8-to-5 job. And yeah, 85-90% of the guys around here work a side job or work a full-time job and farm on the side.
Right.
You know, so it's hard to get to the co-op a lot of times while they're still open.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you don't, especially our guys in the oil field, you know, they get in late, they go out early,
yep.
And you know, so this allows them to still buy good quality feed, and do business with their local co-ops.
This you got Randy, Wes, Caleb, and Dawn. That's
right.
You'll be the owners.
Yep.
And
yep.
I know Randy personally.
Yep.
I don't think I've seen Caleb out there at their place, south of Carter. And I don't know Don, but I've seen Caleb out there. I know who his father-in-law is. I know who Caleb's father-in-law is real well.
Right.
And
right.
So what do you guys plan to do this in, just the Western Oklahoma?
No, I mean, we're hoping to expand and grow through from Oklahoma to Texas, Kansas, New Mexico. You know, take it as far as the market will allow, hopefully into Arkansas. You know, this works really good where you have a lot of customer base coming to a co-op or a feed store where they don't have the storage on their own farm. So they're coming to town, they're getting feed. This allows them to come when they want to, when they can, and get feed, you know.
Right.
So it's, and, you know, a lot of places here and further to the east, you know, feed stores, it's a busy, that's
oh,
a busy
yeah,
place.
It's like,
you know,
a Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're taking a chance again and jumping back out there, and I think we've caught up, or technology's caught up, and the farmers around us, you know, are probably a lot more comfortable with this type of business now than they would have been 10, 11 years
yeah.
ago, you know.
Yeah, not knocking what you were trying
right,
at all,
no.
What you tried 10 years ago, because the concept was awesome.
Right.
And, you know, is anything... It was great. I pulled up there after hours and got me some deer corn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was worried about. So you got this deal rigged up for deer corn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, just make, yeah. Hey, you deer hunters out there, listen, because you know how many people, you know, like you said, coming in late because they have a part-time job or another job, and this is on the side. But deer hunters are a humongous...
That's a business in itself, right?
Yeah.
There. You know, if we could get, you know, if and when we get one of these closer to the city,
yeah.
You know, I mean, during deer season, Beckham County, Roger Mills County's, you know, we're filled up with Oklahoma City guys. You know, all out here hunting. So if they could get their deer corn
on the way out
there where they're comfortable, rather than coming out here, you know. There's a business opportunity for
somebody. Is this going to be, I'm going to start digging here, so you be ready. If you guys are just joining me, I got Wes Graham here, and he's talking about their new venture they're going to have or got going on. The building's up, the tin's on, I seen the tin's on, the doors ain't on yet, but Cattle King Manufacturing, that's going to be the name of it. What I'm going to ask you is it going to all be just bulk? Are you thought about anything?
There has been thoughts and talks about a sack system down the road.
Yeah.
The engineer that we're working with has been brainstorming on an idea, kind of like the ice machine.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know how well that's going to work yet. That's going to be way down the road.
Well, those tote sacks work great.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had one that was a little smaller than the 2,000-pound one, I think. But not every deer hunter, for example.
Right,
let's go back to the deer hunters. Not every deer hunter from Oklahoma City's got a Dewey's bed.
That's right.
So,
you know, I mean, I had guys come in with everything in the world, you know, from the buggies to
55-gallon
drums to, I had a guy come in with a cardboard box one time. We dumped his feed in the cardboard box. Whatever works, you know. So.
And then, because, you know, there's a lot of those. I seen one guy, he gave me an idea last year. he'd cut the top off one of those 300-gallon chemical totes.
Yep.
And I seen him pull into Sarah at the co-op over there. They took the forklift and went up there so it didn't make quite a mess, but filled it up, and then he just 5-gallon bucket when he needed it. So it worked. There's all kinds of contraptions.
Oh, yeah. You know what you need, Jimmy, is one of those, like the heavy built makes a cart system with a blower on it.
Yeah.
So you can go around to your feeders and blow it right in.
There's probably some of those deer hunters can afford that.
Yeah.
But not this cat.
Not this cat, huh?
We got to take a break. When we come back, I'll be talking with Wes Graham with Cattle King Manufacturing. I think it's cool. I'm excited to see when they get their everything set up down here south of town. It's a big building. That was a big old concrete pad. How big is that pad?
It's 80 by 120.
Yeah, it's a big old pad because I went by there when they was finishing. I was laughing because I used to do concrete, and I thought, you poor guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 3rd. 473 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 501 brought 178. 3 at 547 brought 163. 4 at 555 brought 167. 8 at 616 brought 158. 8 at 956 brought 122.50. 5 head of heifers at 483 brought 152.50. 4 at 511 brought 157.50. 17 at 562 brought 160. 13 at 693 brought 151. 3 at 817 brought 138. Butcher cows were 61 to 95.50. Butcher bulls brought 76 to 115. Bred cows were 600 to 925. Pairs brought 1250 to 1810. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hello, are you there? Anyway, Wes and I got deep into talk. I forgot I was doing a show. Anyway, it's 82 degrees. Heat index is 84. Winds are still out of the south at 15. Wind gust up to 20. Looks like you're going to do more than just put in very cool feed systems at co-ops and feed stores.
Yeah, so we're going to be a Meridian and Cavale dealer, as well as a Hughes trailer dealer out here south of town. And so a lot of the components that we'll use with our feed system are going to be Meridian and Cavale conveyors and products like that, and see, you know, different feed bins. So it made sense to us to be a dealer for them and try to bring these out here to Western Oklahoma. You know, this is a Meridian is a company out of Iowa, and Cavale is a company out of Winkler, Canada.
Okay.
So bringing this, you know, bringing some stuff that's pretty common up north, further south. And, you know, this is good equipment, good heavy built. You know, it's just quality stuff.
Well, I was looking through the catalogs, you know, and let's see. I know a couple guys around here got those sea tenders. Chad Ripto, when he got one, I borrow it every year.
Right.
I just, like, I'm pushing him to get his stuff done so I can borrow it.
Hurry up.
Because those sea tenders are the cats.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, you can do everything by yourself. But I was looking at yours, these catalogs you brought in, and you guys, when they get set up down there, don't be afraid to stop by there and check out what you guys
have. Yeah, and we're gonna have a grand opening. We're going to cook burgers, do the whole bit
here. You're going to pay Jimmy Clark today in ag.
We're going to pay Jimmy Clark today in ag to come down and eat a burger. And
do a live remote.
Do a live remote. That'd be great.
That'd be great. But I didn't know the sea tenders that you they were made like this. You know, the sea tenders I've seen are enclosed or got the top. But basically what you're doing, you're taking these totes, and they're not really totes, they're plastic crates, and they got the seed on there. And I guess there's some system that you set them up on these sea tenders and open a door and let her rip.
Yeah, these are the Seed Titans. You know, I think a lot of our cotton guys.
If you're watching on Facebook, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool rigs, and I know, you know, from talking to Chad and some of the other guys, you know, that's going to be some interest there, you know, the Seed Titan, which allows you to put those totes on there and auger out of those. So
yeah,
it's going to be a pretty cool deal there. And what we've got ordered right now, we've got some products. So the problem right now is it takes so stinking long to get anything made.
Anything, anywhere.
Anywhere. So we've gone ahead and ordered what we think is going to be pretty popular in our area, and we went ahead and got, you know, we got the rigs, the 240RT Seed Express and the 375RT Seed Express ordered and on the way. And these are the cat's meow. I mean, they've got every bell and whistle you can imagine.
Right.
We went all out, Jimmy. We got it just for you.
That's so you can tell.
Buy one of these and not have to bother Chad any longer.
After my first farming operation this year, I'm in the hole.
Yeah.
I got to get out of the hole before I come talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Well, the sea tenders are very popular items nowadays. And then these systems, a lot of people are kind of getting away from the full-blown granaries, you know, the grain bins that are set on the ground level, and you got this deal. Everybody's got it. I know, like Rod Carver, when I go over there to get some wheat seed from Roy, you know, he just slides that auger, whatever, which one he wants, opens her up with a little push of a handle and fills me up. That's what you guys got. You got the conveyors, you got the smooth wall bins, and you have the...
Meridian also makes a fuel trailer, a 500-gallon fuel trailer and a 990. They both have 55-gallon def stillers.
You got one
on there with... I don't have the
Roger
the
Mills Fire for Association in the county are needing a fuel trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So to prove your loyalty to Western Oklahoma, you can donate your first one to them. Here I am talking to a farmer. He's like, no, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I got pretty close ties with Roger Mills after this year. I got a lot of friends in Roger Mills, period.
Right.
But after that stuff this year, and you guys were on every one of them.
We had a couple crews from Carter go up and help. Yeah, I mean, that was a tough year.
All our fire
departments around have really tried to band together and help one another.
And you have. You've done a great job.
You know.
Now, I've never seen so many fire trucks in my life as that Berlin fire. I mean, the lights flashing off the trucks was enough to light up the area. You didn't need headlights. I mean, that was a moving scene.
It's kind of a, you know, everybody hates the situation you're in when you have that, but if you can kind of stand back and look, it's pretty cool to you know, to see that, you know, and see all the just the people coming together and the camaraderie and, you know, the ladies bringing food out for the firemen. I mean, mm-hmm. just the way that, that comes together, man, it's, I mean, it's Western Oklahoma.
I bet you don't see that much about no,
it's like Texas stuff Pan like that. It's, you know,
yeah,
it's,
Texas Panhandle, this is... They're just as loyal as the Western Oklahoma. Everybody's trying to protect each other.
Exactly.
Okay, so your smooth wall bins, how big are they?
So those are going to be like 16 foot in diameter is the largest.
Okay.
And a lot of the more common size is going to be your 12 and 14 diameter bins. So we've got... Man, they've got steep cone bins, feed bins, liquid hopper bins.
Let's you name it. Anywhere from 1,400 bushels to 4,100 bushels.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they'll bring those out on a on their own trailer, and stand them up, set them up there on location.
All you got to do is have a concrete pad ready?
Yeah. Yeah, have your pad ready to go, and they can fix you up.
Well, I got a text in on the text line that you can relate to. The legend that I was talking about earlier in this part of the world, Hightower,
mm-hmm.
he says that half of us didn't even know how to turn the headlights on a military vehicle. Hey, you ought to be in the middle of Iraq and you need to go from blackout to, or you're supposed to go to blackout and you turn the headlights on and give your position away. That was done more than once.
I can imagine. I've been that guy trying to figure out how to turn the headlights on.
That's why you turn them on. The blackouts to the left, headlights to the right, but sometimes you forget your left and right into the military. All right. The augers.
So, yeah, we've got, let's see. What I have.
I like the augers.
I have an 80 foot auger on order that's coming in, and it's going to have the mover system.
I've seen that.
And I'm going Tuesday to pick up our conveyor and bring it out from our sales rep over in Arkansas, and it's going to be a 50-foot conveyor with the mover system on it. So you just drive this little dude around, you know, wherever you want to, while you're, you know, you don't have to hook up to a tractor or anything. It's got its own motor, fire it up. Move it around. Move it from bin to bin. Move it from
Roy,
the truck.
Roy, you listening?
Yeah.
Roy Hunt, are you listening? You can move it from out from underneath the barn right over to the deal and move
exactly.
it back. Rod will buy one for you, Roy.
Yeah.
We're gonna get one for you. Well, those mover systems are unique. And then what else we got going on that we need to talk about? We talked about the conveyall. Explain that to everybody, what the conveyall is.
So the conveyall is a conveyor. It's in a round tube, but it's got a belt. So the advantages to a conveyor with seed is you can stop that while you're loading. You can stop it while the auger's full, while the conveyor's full.
Right.
And fire it back up and not have any trouble. You do that with an auger.
Sometimes it stops it up.
Yeah, you could have some issues. So, you know, a lot of the guys are liking the conveyor because of the speed, for one. You know, I mean, these things, I don't know. It says on here somewhere what the speed is. My gosh, it's like 900
RPMs.
RPMs.
Well, I noticed, you know, Chad and Bradley bought that big peanut bin so they could dump peanuts in there and not worry about when the trailers get there for doing that deal. And I noticed on the conveyor, you can't overload it. Because if you overload it, it has a brake system on it, and it goes,
yeah.
So you got to lighten it up a little bit.
These are going to be pretty cool. And I know some guys around have already got, you know, they've got some conveyors. We're going to be the only dealer for conveyall in Texas, Oklahoma, and Western Kansas. We're going to be the only dealer out here in Western Oklahoma for Meridian and Texas. There are Texas Panhandle guys that might be listening, and Western Kansas as well.
There's lots of Texas guys listening.
And, you know, we So two of the guys, you know, the Sorensons are originally from North Dakota.
Right.
And so Don's still in North Dakota, and he's going to head up. We've got a salesman up there, and we're getting started. We're going to be able to cover western North Dakota and western South Dakota, as well as all of Montana. So we'll have...
That's where the money's at, anyway. All that whole field up there.
So, you know, this is, you know... Starting here in Oklahoma, we're looking to grow it and grow it fast. I mean, that's the plan. So
what's your timeline?
Timeline. So we're hoping to be in the building here south of town, hopefully within a month and a half. I mean, we got to do our offices. Like you said, Louie's about done with the shell.
Yeah.
Louie Martinez, he's done a great job.
Yeah.
And, you know, so... I think once we get the offices ready to go, I mean, we're ready. We're trying to. I'm out in the field right now, going and talking to different co-ops and whatnot, trying to get the word out, especially to the farmers that we're going to be handling this product, having, you know, we're going to have stuff on hand as soon as we can get them to build it and bring it here. So hopefully within the next 6 weeks or less, a lot of this equipment will be here. On site, as well as the Hughes trailers. We've got several of those ordered, you know, so our half tops and, you know, our cowboy trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the Hughes trailer, then you're not much of a cowboy right now.
Right, so.
You might be just a cowboy that can't go out and buy one.
Right.
Like, so. To get a hold of you guys, what's going to be the best way to do that?
Okay, so you can either... Once we get up and open here in a month and a half or so, 2 months.
You can't miss it south of town.
You can't miss it. So we're south of Canyon, just north of the county barn on the east side of Highway 6. What is it, two miles south of the golf course? Mile and a half? You ought to know. You're the golf man.
Not Elk City.
Oh, come on.
You're 24 miles from the Sarah golf course. But then, let's see, it's a mile line. There in the counties, another mile line. So you're a mile and three quarter.
All right, mile and three quarters south
of the golf course.
Of the golf course. Okay, yep. That's 11586 Highway 6.
Okay.
You can reach us at 580-303-4246. That's the Cattle King number, or you can get a hold of me at 580-729-0478.
And what is you guys gonna? I guess you're working on websites and social media and all that stuff.
We're working on a Facebook page and getting. In fact, I've got to go down to Davis Printing here in just a minute, and we're getting all our flyer stuff ready to try to start
spreading the love,
spreading the love, spreading the news.
Well, congratulations on this new venture. I mean, you got Randy Lonikin; he's a great guy. Wes Graham. That's you, Caleb, and Don Sorensen. Am I saying that right?
Sorensen.
Yep. And they're from North Dakota.
Caleb's married into the Pruitt family.
He's married into the Pruitt. He's in her family.
Yeah.
So him and Jennifer, you know, they're married into their family, and that's great. And they bought some land there, South Carter, right there on the River Bridge.
Yeah, they've got some land there, South Carter, and then east of the 5 mile, kind of. East of Sayre.
Yep, East Sayre. There, they're putting their blood into the Beckham County, Western Oklahoma. Anyway, and this is great. So anyway, Wes and them is going to have augers, conveyors, seed tenders, fuel trailers, smooth wall bins, cattle trailers, and hay beds. You going to have hay beds? We didn't even touch.
Yeah, we're going to have hay beds. So Hughes makes a hay bed.
They do. That's right. They have hay beds, but their main goal, one of their main goals, is they're going to be working on putting these automated feed systems into feed stores and co-ops and stuff like that.
That's what we really want to do. We want to get those out. You know, it's living a dream for me. You know, it's something I come up with a long time ago.
I know.
You know, it's one of those deals. I'm trying to fulfill that and finish it. And these guys, you know, great partners to work with. They come in. And so we've revamped some things. We're going to try to change it up and make it work.
Well, good luck. And we'll be hearing more from you. So anyway, Wes Graham with Cattle King Manufacturing here in Elk City. It's a new business, ag business, coming in here south side of Elk City. Looks great so far. I mean, you're just building.
Yeah, so you're going to let me come back on right before our grand opening?
Maybe,
we can announce
unless
it, huh?
You keep get more rain than me on that side of the river. And so anyway, well, all right. When I come back, I'll have your Hopert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And if I have time, I'm going to go over with you the sales receipts from Woodward yesterday. Looked pretty good. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, June the 7th, we sold 1,079 cows, both kids. Thursday, June the 9th, we sold 2,023 kids and feeders for a total of 3,102 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 87 to 95. 10 cows bring 50 to 84. Bulls bring 90 to 119. 2-day-year-old bred cows, 1,175 to 1,500, with their 2-day-year-old pairs, 1,285 to 1,800. 9 and older pairs, 1,360. 1535. Figure what some of them killing cows are bringing. Good time to change cows, guys. 3 to 4 weight steers, 185 to 221. 4 to 450, 205 to 209. 5 to 550, 183 to 188. 6 to 650, 178 to 179. 7 to 750, 161 to 169 and a half. 8 to 850, 153 to 158. 9 to 950, 148 and a half to 155. Our heifers, 3 to 350 weight heifers, 180 to 188, 4 to 450, 170 to 190, 5 to 550, 164 to 174, 6 to 650, 151 to 165.50, 7 to 750, 140 up to 155.50, 8 to 850, 139 and a half to 150 and a quarter, and our 9 to 950 heifers, 131 to 138.75. Called most of our wholesale 3 to 8 higher instances, it'd be 12 higher on some of them 6 weight heifers where they top at 165 and a half. For this Tuesday, June the 13th, we're going to have a lot of bred cows and pairs again with 5 loads coming out of the dry country. We have 30 red Angus bred cows, Kevin in the fall, extremely nice, 3 to 5 year old. We got 20 red mottled face cows, same age, 3 to 5 years old, both fall calves. We got 10 6 and 7 year old bred cows. We got 40 pair that are blacks, reds, and chars, 3 to 10 years old. We got 40 other pair 5 to 8 year old blacks, and we got 80 other pair 3 to 5 year old. Heavy bred cows, very nice selection, all out of the dry country, plus whatever we catch here. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. I'm excited. We're getting a new ag industry in Western Oklahoma right here in Elk City. Looks like it's going to be a big one, too. Anyway, 83 degrees. Heat index is 86. The winds are out of the south, southeast to 16 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 21. Today, 92 for a high, sunny. Tomorrow, 98 and hot. Sunday, 102 with southwest to south winds, 13, 21 miles an hour with gust up is to 30. Monday, breezy, 30, 35 mile an hour gust. everything and below that. 99 for a high. It's going to be like a blow dryer. Tuesday, 97, 21 mile an hour south winds. And we are blessed, very blessed that we've had all this rain the last 2 or 3 weeks. And for the biggest part, I think most of it has soaked in, which is good. Now we got these high winds. It's going to start drying the tops off. And this is where cover crops come in. So anyway, if you got a cover crop coming up right now, you're pretty good. I was just bragging to Mr. Lake Newcomb today, right there at the Carter Junction on 152. I seen him out there Monday or Tuesday, sometime earlier this week, sowing. I seen him at a wedding last Saturday night over here at Elk City, and he was telling me he's got this going. He's talked to Kent Watkins and all this. He got it in and got two rains on it, so he's looking pretty. He's looking like he knows what he's.
Lake and Baylor, they've been busy.
Hang on. There we go.
Yeah. I was just saying, I know Lake and Baylor have been busy planting.
Yeah. They did.
Right in the country.
And they did.
We got ours in, too, but it crusted over at first. But luckily, we got another rain kind of softened that up.
And that's what's going to happen. Yeah. That's could have won. But Lake got one last night there at Carter, so he's looking pretty good. Hey, you forgot to mention something, and I got a couple minutes left here. You talking about integrating your system into
existing bins.
Yeah, that's great. So, let people know.
Yeah, so we'll be able to also retrofit into bins that are already existing. We can come in and fit our doors to the bottom of the bins, set the conveyor underneath, and run the system in, the operating system, tie it into the conveyors and the doors to where, you know, if you've already got your bins, you know, that's going to save you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 because those bins aren't cheap.
Well, my cotton expert, you know, Spencer Smith?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going, what's coming into Elk City? He wasn't listening until now. So, Spencer, Cattle King Manufacturing is coming in on the south part of Elk City there between Canyon and the county barn down there. And they're going to be doing automated systems for feed and seed. And they're also going to be a dealer for Meridian and Hughes Trailers.
And Conveyall.
And Conveyall. There you go.
Spencer, come out next week. We'll sell you a conveyor. I've got one coming in next Tuesday.
He needs it for cotton. Yeah. As big as he is. Anyway, we still got a minute or two. Yeah, Spencer, we're going to talk about you today. You clean your tractor up yet? Because he's anal about that. He just like, I was going to stop by his tractor here a while back, throw some candy wrappers in there, but I figured he'd come looking for me. He's a clean freak when it comes to that tractor. Him and Bradley Britton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, him and Bradley. Bradley, he's cleaning that tractor every day, and that's
good. Don't spit in the floorboard in Bradley's tractor.
Oh, don't spill it. You can spill a beer, though. But anyway, so, man, I hope you guys have a great weekend. My music's playing, and be careful out there this weekend because I know there's going to be a lot of swathing going on, a lot of planting going on. It's dried up. The winds are going to be hot. And it's going to be busy because that's what I'm doing. I'm spraying and planting this weekend. I'm not playing golf for the first weekend.
Really?
In a couple months. So, anyway, I got to get this stuff done. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.
This is a Fox News.